Blackstone Audio presents The Shadow of the Pomegranate by Jean Plady. Sir Loyalheart. In the royal bedchamber at the Palace of Richmond, the Queen of England lay alone. "She should rest now," the doctors said. "Leave her to sleep." Yet, tired as she was, Queen Catherine, who was known to the people as Catherine of Aragon, although it was 10 years since she had left her native land to come to England, had no desire to sleep. It was long since she had known such happiness. She had come through humiliation to enjoy the greatest esteem. She who had once been neglected was now courted and treated with great respect. There was no woman in England who was accorded more homage than the Queen. During the month just past, she had celebrated her 25th birthday. She was reckoned to be handsome, and when she was dressed in her jewelled garments, and her lovely hair with its tints of reddish gold fell loose about her shoulders, the looks of admiration which were bestowed upon her were those given to a beautiful woman, whether she were queen or beggar-maid. Her husband was devoted to her. She must share in all his pastimes. She must be present to watch his prowess at the joust. She must applaud his success at tennis. And it was to her he presented the spoils of the hunt. She was the luckiest of women because her husband was the king. 5 years her junior, it was true, but an open-hearted boy, generous, passionate, loving, who, having escaped from the tiresome restrictions of a miserly parent, was determined to please his people, and asked only adoration and admiration from those surrounding him. Catherine smiled, thinking of this big, handsome boy, whom...